Welcome to the service of worship from Hull Minster. Whether you are here for the first time or are a regular member of our online congregation, we hope that you will be able to join in our hymns and songs and learn from the reading and reflection on Scripture as we pray together to the Lord of all. My name is Frank White. I'm the interim minister here. And we look forward in the coming weeks to welcome our new priest in charge, the Reverend Dominic Black, who will soon become a familiar face to us all. We begin our offering of praise as we are led by our organist Mark Keith and the Minster Choir in Charles Wesley's great hymn, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise.
Rise, to his throne above the sky.
There are moments in the life of faith and the rhythm of the church's year when we have short bursts of intensive attention. The wider picture is focused on one scene, and we are invited to explore it and be enriched by its deep resources for renewal. We are in such a scene today, as the ascension of Jesus has been celebrated and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost is eagerly anticipated. Jesus finished the work that the Father had given him to do, and so by the Holy Spirit, he in turn commissions us as worshippers and workers in God's world. So let us pray the collect for today. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It's our pattern in these online services to have one reading from the Bible, and you can find the other set readings listed in our Minster Lifeline weekly information sheet, which you'll find on the website. Mandy Richardson is reading from John 17, after which one of our licensed readers, Peter Oakes, will lead our reflection on this Sunday after the Ascension.
After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all of those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed to you those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be as one as we are one."
Hello. One of the blessings of the last few weeks has been an opportunity to slow down a little and to notice the spring that's come into its full glory, to enjoy the soft green leaves and that special new greenness that they have, to hear the birds and the other sounds of nature. The thing I like about the church too is the way that we follow our founding story, the story of the Lord Jesus Christ, through changing seasons in our worship. We begin our church year with Advent, and we move through our founding story to come to Advent again. And this part of that church's season is an interesting one. It's a time of in between. It's a time of looking forward. There has been Easter. We celebrated the risen Christ. We've enjoyed the stories of Christ spending time in his risen form with his disciples. And also we've noticed as he's moved through ascension back to heaven to be with his Father. And now we look forward to next week, to the time of Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's an in-between time. I wonder what it was like for the disciples. An in-between time for them too. Perhaps even a bit lonely as well. They'd had Jesus back with them, eating with them, teaching them, talking with them. And then he'd left on Ascension Day. They may be an uncertain and even a little fearful, as they were still under a great deal of scrutiny by the authorities. But also they were looking forward to this coming gift. I wonder if their thoughts turned back to those prayers that Jesus prayed just before he was taken and crucified. Those remarkable prayers. And what they tell us about that in-between time, a time of being uncertain and fearful, but also looking forward. Those prayers, or a portion of them, are what we've had read to us this morning. And they're very special and very powerful. Jesus praying in public, aloud, for the encouragement of his disciples, perhaps, but also for our encouragement. When you read those passages, they can feel a bit confusing at first. There are phrases like, all yours are mine and all mine are yours. And that sense of being one and not one and all that kind of thing can be a little bit difficult. So it can take a little bit of reading, but it's worth it. And when we do, I think we come across three really, really important things. Two encouragements and a challenge. The first is that we are together. We're a community of faith and we belong and always will. What a remarkable message. The disciples must have loved to look back and then, it's okay. Jesus may have left us. We're still waiting for the Helper, for the Spirit. But we know we are one with God and with Jesus. We know we are one together. In our own uncertainty, perhaps at this time, we can be sure of belonging. Belonging with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we always will. And also in that lovely prayer, we can learn and grasp and enjoy the fact that we are protected and made holy. This isn't to say that bad things won't happen. Far from it, for the disciples, many bad things in human terms happened to them. But they were sure and they had the absolute security in the grace and love of Christ. They knew that their souls were secure forever, for eternity. So, together, a community of faith to which we all belong, protected, secure, in the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then, also for us, I think there's a challenge in these words. These are wonderful truths for us to share and to enjoy. A message for ourselves, yes. A message for the disciples, yes. But actually a message for the whole world. Let's think a little this week about the people who don't know that security of belonging. People who don't know of their eternal protection and sanctification. In these times of fear, perhaps, even uncertainty, these are key messages, so important for the whole world. Let's take it out there just as soon as we can and in any way we can. And bring the love of Christ, the belonging and security with us.
As we consider Peter's words, in this time of intensive attention to the generous love of God, the Holy Trinity, we turn to prayer and our intercessions are led today by one of our church wardens, Ian Ogilvie.
Jesus our Lord prayed so that we may be one. Following his ascension, we acknowledge and affirm our calling and his blessing through our prayers. O God, you promise a world where those who now weep shall find comfort. Those who are spiritually hungry will find nourishment. Those who are excluded find welcome. Those who are sick find healing and care. We want these things to help us. Help us comfort, nourish, welcome and care for all who we encounter, and to share with you the great feast of life. We pray for the church. Whilst we cannot physically gather together, we continue to share in worship and are spiritually gathered as a dispersed church, both locally and globally. We pray for all who are working to deliver the online services and the pastoral care that continues, and give thanks for the commitment of all clergy and lay leaders as they grapple with the day-to-day challenges. We pray for Archbishop Sentamu as he prepares to leave his role and for his successor. We give thanks for the leadership of Sentamu and pray for all the bishops and clergy as they adjust and welcome Stephen Cottrell to the diocese. At this time, we pray from leadership for all in authority, that they may take guidance and advice from appropriate sources and protect all, especially the vulnerable, from this virus. We pray for the government, that they will find a renewed and balanced response to the situation, with care and humanity and the mental health of people as the driver, allowing people to work and engage in a safe and secure environment, rebuilding our economy, and recognising the opportunity to deliver a fairer world and valuing those who provide medical and social care to our most vulnerable. We pray for all who continue to face violence, war and natural disaster. It is so easy to forget that suffering continues in many forms. As the main stories in our news are focused on our own daily challenge, we remember and ask for your blessing on those whose lives are a daily struggle, but who have fallen from our news and our conscience. We pray for all who are sick, for those who have been affected by the coronavirus, and ask that they recover quickly and that the spreading of the virus is brought swiftly under control. This morning we remember especially those who are unwell from other illnesses and disease, those whose operations have been cancelled or delayed, those who cannot access necessary treatments or pain relief, those whose health is poor and find themselves now housebound, and all who reside in our care homes. Give them hope and peace, Lord. Help them to face the challenges of daily life. Walk with them and support and carry them on their path to better times. We remember those who have died and ask for your blessing on their lives, giving thanks for all they have contributed to your world. Whilst we cannot gather to say goodbye, we remember in faith lives well lived and fulfilled. Be with those who mourn. Help them to understand that we do remember them and their loved ones, and that although physically distant, we are united through you in love, peace and hope. Ascended Lord, we offer these prayers to bring us closer to you. We walk to where you are waiting. Help us to get alongside those who are in need, to support them to follow the path to your heavenly kingdom, where together we can, through you and in your name, make a difference to all the lives we encounter. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
I mentioned our weekly information sheet, Minster Lifeline, a few minutes ago. It's full of news, including the celebration of the birthday of Maisie Wakeman, a very active member of our church who was 99 years old this Sunday. And we wish you, Maisie, a very happy birthday. Also in this week's Lifeline, we mention our financial giving in the Minster. And if you'd like to consider giving online, please click on our donation page on holminster.org or to the donation section in Church Suite. As our offerings are given and received, so we pray. All things come from you, O Lord, and of your own do we give you. Amen. Hannah Wilson, who worships at our 6:30 congregation in Holminster, is going to lead our final song. Blessing and honour and glory and power. As therefore our service of worship draws to a close, so we pray. Eternal God, giver of love and power, your Son Jesus Christ has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us this day and for evermore. Amen.